glad to be there just for a start. You know, I think it's 19 years since or under 21s got to a final, so it's a massive achievement to be there. And look, we definitely didn't expect to be there. We thought we would knuckle down and just get as far as we could this year, but no, I'm very glad for the boys now to be there.
Mm. And tell me about the campaign. It began with a local derby clash with Clonhilly.
That's right, yeah. We had a friendly before that against Fannett, and I think the following week or a couple of weeks after we played Clonhilly. It was a tough enough test, and had we played actually in good conditions, we'd come away with a one, with a convincing enough one that day, but up next then was Fannett. It was a tougher test now.
Yeah, that was a very low-scoring affair altogether.
Very low-scoring, 6-5, yeah, I think, with the score. Two sport defensive setups on the day, it's the way we had to set up. But thankfully, we got over the line.
And then Neimura, was it in the semi-final?
Neimura in the semi-final, and it was played down in the bank, so it was our first away game. It was obviously going to be a test for us, but after a very poor first half, again in front of the post, the boys gathered themselves well and came out in the second half, and went in a scoring spree, so thankfully we got through that as well.
Yeah, and of course you have a sprinkly the minors, but you've also quite a few of your senior team, and then players like Inda McCormick, obviously a very, very important man in your setup.
Exactly, and that's what we've just been seeing throughout the campaign, is the great mix that we have. You know, you've got probably exactly half and half of young minor guys there that have won that county final this year, and Trevor and his backroom team did a lot of work with them, and that mixed in with, as you say, our senior players who have really stood out for us as well. I think it's such a perfect mix, yeah.
Yeah, Oisin Cassidy is another that comes to mind. Obviously, Jack McSharry, you know, the list seems to be endless.
Yeah, Oisin's been brilliant now throughout the whole campaign, and he's actually struggling with a bit of an injury, but he's managing to play through it. And so hopefully he'll be fit enough for the weekend and get that sorted after that.
Yeah. Final training session tonight, is it?
Final training session tonight. We'll gather the boys up. It's not easy when you've got, I think, maybe 7 or 8 of the boys at college, you know. So it's actually some of them making their way back tonight. So it'll be good to get them together for one last time and just go through the final procedure and what we're going to be playing.
Yeah, club going well, is underage, won a 16, quite a few of that team, I suppose, won a 16 championship a couple of years ago.
Exactly, and again, a lot of this credit has to go to, all of it more or less has to go to our underage structure. Tom, it's brilliant at the moment. You talk to anybody throughout the county and they'll comment on how good of an underage structure the team actually have, and that's just down to, I suppose, all the parents and all the people involved, and that's basically where these boys have come from. And obviously, one of the reasons we are because of that. And as I say, Trevor and his minor team there, and even management before that, under 15, under 14, under 12, you know, it's all come from that.
Yeah. And talk to me about St. Olds. Have you seen them, or do you know much of them?
Not as much as I would like to be honest, Tom. I missed the Ulster game that they had last week there, but I've seen the semi-final, all right. And look, they've got plenty of players for us to worry about as well. Just going to have to try and get our matchups right on the day, and look, they're obviously going well. They're in the reached off the semi-final, and a lot of their boys will be playing on the 21 as well, so hopefully we'll try and get the better on the day.
Oisin Cassidy apart, have you got everybody else, or is everybody else good to go?
I think everybody should be fine. So a couple of niggles, and you know, yourself, we'll just see where we're at tonight, and we had a couple of boys sick actually throughout the campaign, or a bad dose of the flu and that, but look, I'm hoping that all that's out of the system now, and as I say, we'll regroup tonight and see how we're fixed then.